At the time I walk in, I just step straight in. It was either I survive or I die.
Yeah.
You have to put yourself in that position. You either survive or you die, and you make it.
That's awesome.
Yeah. But if you always have backup plan, oh, what if this one doesn't work? I always can do the other one. You won't make it. I mean.
Welcome to Real Estate Success Partner. We're your hosts, Devin Dubuque.
David Wynn.
And we're here to talk about how to have great success in every market. Today, guys and gals, we've brought along Scott Painter from the Dubuque team. But Scott, you've got somebody really awesome here today. What'd you bring with you?
I sure do. I have Lone Baum with the Coldwell Banker Apex team.
Loan. So you're with Caldwell Banker and you're located here in the Dallas-Fort Worth market. How long have you been in real estate?
I've been in real estate almost 3 years. I started out in July. I believe this July will be 3 years.
That's impressive because we've seen your track record and what you've done in those 3 years is very impressive.
It is. Yeah. Hang on a second. What did you do before that?
I was doing, I work as in the beauty salon. I used to be a business owner as well.
Okay. Well, yes. What kind of business?
It is still in business, in beauty business.
Okay.
My background is I finished college degree here in UTD.
Okay.
With finance and accounting.
Okay.
And then I try out a business and it's worked pretty well.
That's awesome.
Yes, I have kids and I realize I have to sacrifice a lot of time for business and I lost a lot of time with my kids.
Yeah.
So I decide to solve the business and go out there and work for someone else. Definitely. So I can have more time with family.
That's what it's all about.
Yes.
Family.
Spending time with our family. Mm-hmm. And, you know, at the end of the day, I think, you know, a lot of people get wrapped up in the wrong thing. You know, they want to have that independent life, but it is tedious and time consuming. And when you've got littles at home, right, you want to be able to be there to raise them and teach them to be the amazing individuals that they're going to become, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I admire you for that, you know, because a lot of people say, no, I'm not going to shut down my business. And you said, no, I need to be there for my family. And I'm going to figure out a new line of work, which is scary for a lot of people. And you transitioned into real estate. And by the way, you did it magnificently.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And I'm sure there were some struggles and growing pains in the beginning, right?
Yes, yes.
But definitely. We see what you've done in that 3 years. And, you know, quite frankly, we've seen veterans in this industry that don't put up the kind of numbers that you put up. So, you know, I'm honored to have a chance to sit here and get to know you a little bit more and learn more about how you've done.
Oh, my pleasure to be here.
And you said something earlier. You said you owned your own business and you traded your own business to go work for someone. Well, in real estate, you are your own business.
That's right.
You're self-employed. It's just
that's what I realized.
Yeah. You just thought you were going to go work for someone else.
Little did you know.
Actually, initially, when I started real estate, I was like, maybe when I do real estate, I have more flexible time with my kids, Emily.
Yes.
But things go opposite.
It's funny you say that. I did the same thing. I left. I was an executive VP for a company, and you would think I had all the freedom in the world. And I left that business so that I could coach my kids. You know, we just set our own hours. You know, you may be able to pick up your kids at 3 o'clock, but then you come back and you work till 8.
Exactly. Yes.
That's the things they don't tell us in real estate. But I wouldn't trade it for the world. The freedom they give you to control your own hours, I think it's a blessing in real estate.
Well, one thing I'll say about you, Dave, is that I admire. You know, I see the relationship you have with your two boys.
Oh, yeah.
Brother, you know, it's magical.
So, I appreciate it, man.
Yeah.
But although you're very busy, you're always accessible. You're always so friendly and polite. I just love your energy when I talk to you. And just, you're smart.
Thank you.
You're wise.
Thank you.
Well, and Scott mentioned to me, you know, before the show, he said the one thing I love about Loan is that when I call, she almost always picks up the phone. And what we know is that's not just for Scott. You're not just picking up for Scott. That's the way you treat your consumers too, right? The borrowers, the people that you're helping with the financing of their home, the purchasing of their home. That's special too, because you know, we've all had it, right? Where we reach out to the representative that's helping us, and they're not always available. But you are, and that's a great quality. And even more so, you know, the fact that you're doing that with the kind of numbers that you're putting up, again, you know, just speaks to the service that you provide to your consumers.
Yeah. So let's talk about that. So I'm pretty familiar with Caldwell Apex. You know, they don't provide leads really. It's all self generated, right? So
yeah.
So let's talk about how you generate your leads. How do you market yourself? How do you get in front of the people? I mean, how
the good stuff.
Yeah,
right? Everybody wants to know.
This is what we just want to know. I mean, you know, what's your secret sauce, Lone?
So I just follow the first step of all people, the set people that they. I was trained, I was talked to, I was admired. When they start, some people, they have a lot of friends and people they know, they start, that's how they start. I have no one. So I don't know what to do. I have no client. So I do cold call. I call people that I was like, my company training, they was like, you do door knock. You can interact and face-to-face talk to people,
yeah.
But that's not my type. When I see stranger, I start like mumbling. I was like, the worst scenario, I call them on the phone, they don't know who I am, they might get angry, they just hang up the phone, and I'm fine, just move on.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I did. I call at least 150 phone call every day. Every day, I do it straight for 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
And then I start get client from there.
That's awesome.
Yes, and that's the only cold call time that I done. And then after that, I get busy. And now I just work on referral.
Yeah.
People know people, and they just...
The sphere of people you've worked with, you know, from doing the hard thing for a lot of people, right?
Yeah.
Which is picking up the phone and making phone calls. But even more so, not calling people that you knew. You were just calling people that you didn't know.
No, actually, I call a stranger. One that you knew is the first one walk away from you.
Yeah.
That's my scenario.
So let's talk about this, Lon. You know, I talked to you a little bit in the green room about your clientele, who you cater to. You know, you have my background of Vietnamese heritage. You know, I think we talked in the green room that 80-90% of your clientele is Vietnamese.
Right? Mm-hmm.
Were they Vietnamese? Were those 150 phone numbers you were dialing in the beginning all Vietnamese, or are they all ethnic groups?
They're all Vietnamese.
Okay. So,
yes.
So again, I want to go there. You know, we all culturally come from different backgrounds, different places, different whatever. In real estate, you're special. There's a market for you. So you jumped into real estate loan and you called 150 Vietnamese citizens or
a day.
Mm-hmm.
If you didn't catch that, a day.
Yeah. Wow. So how do you, so I'm curious, and they're going to ask you, so maybe I'm from Nigeria, maybe I'm from France, maybe I'm from, how did you get a list of all Vietnamese people?
Oh, I buy the, there's a website called Circle Prospecting.
Okay.
At the time, I didn't have no money.
I
paid $39.99 per month.
Okay.
Wow. And they give me a whole bunch of radius that I choose.
That's great.
Of course, not. I mean, 10% of those numbers is relevant.
Yeah.
So the rest of it's none.
Yes.
But it was just 10-second phone call. So what? I just keep
calling
all of them.
Yeah.
So that's how I get it. And that one gives you a function, there's a function in there, you can filter out the last name.
Yeah.
And that's how I do it. I filter out last name, I choose all the...
That's fantastic.
These are the things our realtors want to hear.
Right.
So if you're out there struggling, or you're out there, you need to listen to this lady here.
Yeah.
I mean, 3 years in the business, and if I heard her right, her first 3 months, she's cold calling to Vietnamese people,
mm-hmm.
10% are good numbers, so that means 90% are bad numbers.
That's a lot of wrong numbers.
She's just doing the work. And guys, I'm going to tell you right now, if you saw her numbers today, you would fall out of your chair. So I'm glad we're going down this road.
Well, let's talk about that real quick, because you dropped a nugget there. What was the name of the site that you utilized to obtain those records?
What is that?
Well, the list. What was the name of the list report that you got, the list of calls?
The
list. The name of the list?
Yeah, the lead.
Yeah, the company that
it's called Circle Prospecting.
Circle Prospecting, guys. Circle Prospecting, $39.99 a month, and they gave her a list in her immediate area, specified, you know, in a community that she's familiar with. And, you know, it goes back to what we talk about all the time. A lot of people think success is sexy, but what it really is it's consistent and persistently doing the things that you need to do and building that reputation over time. So, you know, what Lone did here is, you know, she made 150 cold calls per day, right, for quite a period of time to develop relationships, eventually utilize those relationships to turn those into prospecting borrowers who purchased homes. And now she's tapped into that sphere.
Yeah.
And this is where your business is coming from today.
Yes.
And you also said something else that was pretty scary there. I sold my business and couldn't afford a list. And I had to squeeze together $39.99 a month to be able to pay for that list. Guys and gals, success is scary. To do the things that are going to create ultimate success, it's scary. And Lone, that's why we admire you, because you looked that fear in the face and said, I don't care. I got kids. I got to take care of them and support them. And I'm going to do whatever it takes to make it happen. And here you are today. So, wow. I'm just,
wow.
Hats off.
Yeah. I at the time I walk in, I just step straight in. It was either I survive or I die.
Yeah.
You have to put yourself in that position. You either survive or you die, and you make it.
That's awesome.
But if you always have backup plan, oh, what if this one doesn't work? I always can do the other one. You won't make it. I mean, you can survive, but you're not knocked to the top.
Yeah, 100%. Well, let me ask you this. You know, you've been doing this for a while. You've got 3 years under your belt. Is it just you?
Just me.
Yes. Just you. And let's talk about the experience that you provide your consumers, right? Because we do know that you, you know, you speak to a specific community. Why alone? Why do they come to you?
I don't know. Maybe probably when I start out, I start with my own community, because I remember when I buy a house,
yeah,
I couldn't find any good consider to me, right, to my opinion.
I understand.
I mean, I know there's some people at offense out there, but to my opinion, I cannot find any consider a good realtor. Right. So when I started realtor, I was like, why don't I be the one?
Yeah.
So that's how I started. When I buy a house, I move in, I have a hard time to understand how every process works, even.
Right.
I moved 7 times in my life. I still don't know what I'm signing at the sign table, be honest with you.
Yeah. Well, let's be honest, right? The documentation and paperwork.
Yes.
It's traditionally in English.
So, yes, I decided to make a difference to my people. I explain them clearly what it is, our document. And I take care of them even post-closing. I have them to transfer all utility, all paperwork, whatever they have situation. Like, I have client call me today from 2 years ago.
Yeah.
She asked me, hey, which insurance is considered good land? That's not my responsibility. I still take care of her.
That's all.
Because she have limited English comprehensive.
Yeah.
So she need me to double check.
Well, that's awesome. Let's talk about this, Lone. You know, America is a melting pot. We're a country built on immigrants.
And
you know what?
We're in Dallas Fort Worth right now.
Yeah,
we're located.
Yeah. So with that being said, you know, we're a country of immigrants here in this country, and so we have a lot of people from other countries that English is their second language.
That's right.
With that being said, you know, being on the mortgage side, I know whenever you're conducting business and buying the largest purchase of your life, yeah, I mean, this is not a sofa, this is not it's the largest purchase of your life.
Yeah.
People tend to regress back to their native tongue or their first language. Why? Because that's the language they understand the most. That's the language they want to speak. And so whether they can speak English or not, people are just more comfortable in their native tongue. So I think you provide a phenomenal service for the Vietnamese community. And you know, for culturally, for whoever out there, I think if you speak another language or that's your first language, I think you got a built-in audience.
Well, that's a great point, Dave. And, you know, a few minutes ago, I mentioned documentation, right? And last time that we looked, the majority of the documentation in real estate and mortgage, it's in English, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, when you've got a community that's used to speaking in their native tongue and reading and writing in their native tongue, and they've got these documents that are effectively traditionally being communicated in the language that is not native to them, it can be confusing. and overwhelming.
Mm-hmm.
However, having somebody from the community that speaks the language, that understands the documentation, you're now able to provide an amazing experience to the community you serve, because they can trust you and they know that you understand what you're explaining, and you can put it in terms that are relevant and make sense to them.
Yes.
Yeah, that's huge. That's huge, right? That's yep. absolutely fantastic. So,
and your clientele is quite versed within the Vietnamese culture. You yep. have individuals that do cash buy of houses, mm-hmm. but you also have those that need to get a mortgage.
Yes.
And talk a little bit about the uniqueness there in which...
Yeah, well, how do you convert somebody?
Pre-qualification.
Well, you've got somebody who traditionally wants to spend cash and do a one-time purchase. Maybe they don't have enough money
mm-hmm.
To do that for the home of their dreams, mm-hmm. right? But they can certainly afford it if they can have some additional financing. How does that work for you, right? You get a lot of cash buyers. Let's say that I've got $500,000 stored or $400,000 stored. Mm-hmm. The home that I want is $650,000. Mm-hmm. How do you point some of the direction and say, no worries, we got you. We can still make this work, even mm-hmm. with you having the amount of funds that you have today.
So because of my member, I have background is finance and finance yeah. accounting.
Yeah.
So in that situation, I can help them to explain and make them feel ease first.
Yeah.
And then turn around, I can discuss with the loan officer, people that I know. And then I can help them to get pre-qualified, talk to them,
yeah.
and explain everything before that they move forward.
That's awesome. Mm. That's awesome. Yeah. So again, it's all about, connecting with the right people in this industry. And, at the end of the day, this is an opportunity you have to utilize your financial background to help people understand the affordability concept and show them how, hey, we can still lead you into that perfect home. And I've got people here behind the scenes that will help you with the additional financing. And we'll make sure that you have a clear understanding of those financial terms mm-hmm. in a dialect or language that you understand, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, because thanks to that, so some people, for example, people have $600,000. They want to put it all in one house.
Yeah.
And I can always have them, hey, you can break this into two houses and one in investment. Mm-hmm. That's going to be your retirement because of that. So I get more and more and more client because they was like, oh, they realize, oh, this lady, she know more than just a realtor, just selling and buying homes.
That's right.
She can help me with something else. She can help me to arrange retirement or help me to do more investment. That's a huge plus right there.
Well, that's another mic drop moment right there, right? That's a nugget because your top end realtors and your true entrepreneurs see the value and how those funds can actually be utilized, right? Mm-hmm. And instead of saying, hey, investing all your money into one home, let's take some of that money, let's transition so you can buy 2, 3, 4 homes.
Mm-hmm.
Now you have potential income that's earned with the appreciation of these homes over time.
Exactly.
And you're building long-term financial success where you've got that consumer that came out and said, I'm going to buy one house. Loan, you're helping to buy 2, 3 homes and setting them up for true financial freedom, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's a pro tip. And you said you've been in this for 3 years and you're over here giving your consumers a very professional experience. I think that comes from that business background that you talked about, right? You studied this and then you owned your own business and now you're helping other people understand how they can actually utilize the funds that they have to become very financially wealthy. Yeah, that's great. What a great service that you provide. I absolutely love that. Kudos to you.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, Scott, go ahead.
In working with you, I have learned that in addition to you just being so friendly mm-hmm. and intelligent, you really do try to get to understand the individual yeah. and be able to help them meet the needs that they've got. And you don't bring an attitude of superiority or you just are so personal with everyone. And I love that about you.
That's probably my niche.
Yeah.
So I usually, very first time I met my client, I can show them the house on that day. Only after that day, I figure out exactly, can imagine my house, the house they like.
Right.
And then the second time I find them, there's hundreds of houses on market.
That's right.
I pick right at the right house that they want, they desire. And I can show on second show. I don't have to show them months to months.
That's your superpower. That's right. Your superpower, you know?
Yeah.
Spending a few minutes really truly getting to understand your borrower.
I really pay attention to detail. Yeah.
And knowing your inventory. Because you're it's not just knowing what the consumer is asking for, but what you're talking about here too is actually, again, in your true professional, you know, formatting, you know the inventory that's on the market. So you can go, well, based on what they've told me, I know where the perfect house is.
Yes.
Go look at that one. And again, guys, we're in Dallas-Fort Worth. There's a lot of houses here. So for you to have that superpower of, you know, transitioning somebody's ideas and dreams into reality, wow. You know, like, again, I've said it before, but where's the cape, Lone? We've got a full-blown superhero today. So I love it. That's amazing.
Thank you.
Dave, you were about to say something earlier.
Let me ask you a question. What percentage of your clientele is first-time homebuyers?
Percentage of clientele, first-time homebuyer, huge.
Yeah, I imagine.
Yes, I would say more than 50%.
More than 50% first-time homebuyers?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm. And what, me being Vietnamese also,
yeah.
How many of them are first-generation immigrants here?
I would say about 30% first generation.
Yeah. Yeah, because I tell people all the time, it's the American dream.
That's what I said,
American dream is to own a house, because that's not a dream you can have in our country.
One house with loan. she's helping them buy multiple homes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And building portfolio.
Yeah.
Some of my clients, they initially just want to buy a house, and now they become investor. They own three, four houses now. In just a short time period.
That's amazing.
Yes.
Absolutely amazing. I love it. Well, you know, one of the things that that we always like to talk about here, you know, Dave's got a great question that we bring up on pretty much every show, but I think it's a great question, Dave, and I'd love you to put that one out there, brother.
Yeah, so 3 years in the business in real estate, what's the one transaction or whatever that meant the most to you? Or what you looked at that and said, this is why I'm in real estate. What's so special to you?
Yes, there's one very emotional. I actually cry when I sit at a signing table. I cry for real.
Okay.
That couple, they've been here, I think somewhere around 17, 19 years.
Okay.
They're unable to buy a house. They always live in rental. And the reason is some other realtor, when they hear about their income.
Yeah.
They was like, no, your income too low to buy a house. They walk away, even try to find a way to have them.
Yeah.
So a couple months ago, I mean three months ago, I have them. I was like, why don't we try this? Why don't we try that? Why don't we put our income of your family together? Because he have two adult kids.
Right.
And I finally figure out me and one of the Vietnamese loan officer, we figure out a way to help him to buy a house.
It's awesome.
Yes, it's just small house, but it's brand new. The fact is, it's brand new house, and he was like, he walked into the house, was like, oh my God, I can't believe that before I die, I can have a house. Yeah. They cry at the signing table. I was like, oh my God, this is why I love being a realtor.
Yes.
That was you, Lung, you know?
Yeah.
You did that. You made the dreams come true.
It is.
Because think of it this way. Other realtors told them they couldn't do it. Yeah. You said, let's figure this out. And I want to talk about that just a second here. You know, we live in America, but it's Western civilization. There's 1,000 other cultures out there that are culturally different. And so what I mean by that is this, in other cultures, generational family lives together. What I mean by that is mom, dad lives with parents all the way down the lines.
Right.
So it's not, you got to get out of your mind Western civilization or Western culture, because guess what? This family here may have three generations of family all living under one roof, but yet they're thinking, I'm only going to have two people on the loan, whenever you're going to have multiple people on the loans or a combination or whatever, because culturally that's what the people do. And so that's great that you figured it out. Mm-hmm. And you got to be able to know that, you got to know culturally, hey, this
3 years. I mean, come on. creative financial solutions, right? And you've got, I promise you that some of those agents that they spoke to prior to that had multiple years in the industry and were turning them away. And you were able to sit down and identify that there were options out there to get them qualified, and you led them to their dream again. I mean, that just shows why you're having such great success, because when somebody comes to you, it's not, can you buy a home? It's, we're going to help you get it. The question is, how are we going to get you there?
Yes.
And you're going to find the solution for that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Honored. I'm honored to be here with you today, because these are amazing qualities, and it just shows why you're the superstar agent that you are today. So congratulations on your success.
Thank you.
Well, one thing I always like to ask about, you mentioned it earlier, so you've got some family at home. Talk about that. You know, you're busy doing all this real estate. What's your
time
family look like? How's that look?
Family time is senior real estate. I barely see my kids. I do barely see my kids. But I try to save time when I got home around 3-4 p.m.
Yeah.
I try to save time from 4 till 9. They go to bed. And then after they go to bed, that's my work time again.
Yeah.
Like I mentioned from beginning, I thought that this one give me more break time, but actually not. I work more.
Right.
And then after that, I figure out, okay, work at night is not working for me. So I start sleep early and I wake up around 3-4 a.m. So I work until they wake up for school. I rob them school.
Yeah.
And then go back home and work again.
Wow.
Yep, I'm just on like that. I barely don't have time for myself, but I do have time for my kids, just a few hours.
How many kids do you have?
I have 3.
Okay.
My oldest, he's will be 23 in July.
Oh my goodness.
Yep. And my other is 9 and 11. All boys.
I'll tell you this much. You know, they may not respect it as much now, but when they get older and the effort that you put forth to give them that FaceTime from 4 to 9 every single day, right? What you did to create that time with them, and look back on that years from now, they're gonna look at you as a superhero. You know, they're gonna know what mom did, sacrifices that you made to make sure that they had a great life. And again, you should be proud of yourself. You know, you're doing some awesome things out there for your community, but you're doing even bigger things for at home, because you're taking that time to help create your children into the best version of themselves and helping them to see what it takes to have great success. So again, you know, honored to have you here.
Well, you know, I heard in this whole thing, we all have 24 hours in a day. I'm pretty sure last time I saw, no one had more hours than that. But you know what? When people say, I don't have time to do this or do that, you pick what's important to you. And you chose what's important to you, you know, your kids and stuff like that. But I mean, I heard something, that same 24 hours, you get up at 3 or 4 a.m. to start your workday. So you do what's important to you. I think that's what I got out of it.
Yeah.
So when you love it enough or you want it enough, you make time for it.
Yeah.
Like I love real estate. The more I do it, the harder the challenge, more challenge I'm going to every day.
Yeah.
Make me love it more.
I'm with you, Lone. I love this business. I breathe, eat, and sleep real estate 7 days a week. In fact, my friends are going, are you answering that phone at 9 o'clock at night? I go, I love it.
Yes, I am.
Even to this day, I lead a pretty big team here at the Dubuque branch. And my blood flows when I'm negotiating, when I'm able to help someone get into a house, or whenever I get a call and say, hey, can we do this? I instantly go into, how do I help? How can I do it? It can be at 8 o'clock at night or 7 o'clock in the morning, but it gets my...
And Dave, you and I talk at all hours of the day too, right?
Oh, yes.
We're opening up the morning with conversations. We're talking to the evening almost every single night, you know, just to make sure that we're keeping our finger on the pulse and doing the things that are necessary. And I love it. I wouldn't change it. I wouldn't change anything about what we do, you know, and I think you feel that you've got that same passion about you, right?
Yes.
You know, where you love what you do, and man, you know, it doesn't become work, and you even though you're getting up and starting these early hours, you enjoy it, right? You know, it's part of who you are. It's in your blood.
Yeah, I feel like doing this is not about making money. It's about you help people to fulfill their dream.
For sure.
Thank you.
Yeah. So that's
well, really true. You know what? I love that you say that, because of that gift that you have, the money comes, because I've seen your production grow. So I love that. You love what you do, the passion that you give in real estate, all that stuff. And, you know, you do this not for the money, but for the passion and the love of people and to help people. And like I said, you know, I think they say in all businesses, don't chase the money, do what you love and the money will come. So whatever it is, get good at what you're doing and the money will come.
Well, Lone, we would love to have you here all day, but we know you've got families to serve, including your own, and we got to get you back out there doing the things that you do. Is there anything we could have covered today that we missed?
That's pretty much today. It was my pleasure to be here with you all. And
pleasure's all here.
And here I would like to take the chance to thanks to all my clients who support me in the last almost 3 years in real estate. I will do my best and I will try to learn more and do better to help more people to achieve American dream.
Run that back one more time in Vietnamese. When your community needs to hear.
Yeah, talk to them in Vietnamese.
In Vietnamese,
please. Okay.
chào các bạn. Thì hôm nay Long muốn nhân cái cơ hội này để mà cảm ơn tới sự support của tất cả các bạn trong suốt thời gian qua. Thì qua đây Long sẽ là cố gắng hơn, học hỏi nhiều hơn để mà làm tốt hơn để giúp các bạn tìm được những ngôi nhà đẹp và tốt hơn nữa. Xin chào.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
So, when the people out there want to find you, what first off, what communities do you serve? What areas of Texas do you serve?
I serve in so many cities. It can be in Salina, Frisco.
That's my neck of the woods.
Yes, Arlington, all over from east to west. I say everywhere.
And when the people out there want to find you, what's the best way for them to get in touch with you?
The best way is text me or call me, but text me is I respond the best. So text me at 972-679-7345. Or you can contact me through email at long.famcbapex@gmail.com.
Can you say that in Vietnamese, please? How the Vietnamese community can reach you?
Okay, just nếu mà các bạn muốn liên lạc với Loan thì vui lòng text hoặc là nhắn tin Loan ở số điện thoại là 972-679-7345 hoặc là send email tới Loan ở long.famcbapex@gmail.com.
Awesome. So we'll put that down in the lower thirds for those of you that are watching. For those of you that are listening, if you come check out our podcast on YouTube, we'll have all that in the comments or Facebook and Instagram. You'll see it there too in the description. So we'll make sure we get that contact out there because guys and gals, if you're looking for assistance, and I don't care what community you're in, as long as it's here in the DFW, Lone is going to take amazing care of you.
Thank you.
So, Ken, thank you so much for being here today. Scott, brother, we're glad to have you here today as well.
Thank you.
We know you serve on the loan side of the community. Talk about that. Are you just here in Texas?
I am licensed in Texas. And I am fairly new into the business myself. But I was a business owner before and had a varied career. So I really appreciate how Lone has that full understanding of the financial management, financial needs of individuals and families. But I love serving a diverse community.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like she's really touched your heart today, Scott.
She has.
I could feel that love, brother. So Scott, when the folks out here in Texas want to find great assistance, and I know he mentioned he's new, but I promise you, he's on our team. He's got the right support. Scott, when they want to find you, brother, how do they find you?
Best way to find me is through my email, scott.painter, P-A-I-N-T-E-R, @clickinclose.com. That's S-C-O-T-T, period, P-A-I-N-T-E-R, @C-L-I-C-K-N-C-L-O-S-E. com, or you can call me directly at 972-898-4605. That's 972-898-4605. And I'm looking forward to helping you.
There we go, Scott. So we'll put that again down in the comment section. So if you want to find Scott, you can certainly find him. And again, I assure you, you're going to get great service because Scott has all the resources of my team. And we definitely
an awesome team.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate that. Thank you so much. So, man, I love it. I'm feeling the love in this room today. How about you, David?
I feel it.
Yep. Hey, anything you'd like to throw out there before we wrap up today?
I think we covered it all. I know this. If whether you're Vietnamese or whatever ethnic group you are, I would call Lone Pham. You know, just her experience and her background shows that she really cares. She really knows her business. But especially if you're Vietnamese, reach out to her. She knows what you're looking for. She knows the culture. She knows who to get you in contact with and what to do. And with Scott here, we have the full resources. I've been in this business quite a long time. We have a massive team that can support all ethnic groups.
Yeah. Well, and I'll walk that back too, because one of the great things that Loan does is, you know, if you're concerned about purchasing a home and you don't understand the paperwork and documentation, and you are Vietnamese, she's going to be able to walk you through that and make sure you have a clear understanding of what you're signing and why, so you can feel confident when you go out there to find your dream home. So thank you again, Loan and Scott, for being here today. Man, I feel enlightened just having you both here on the show. It's been a great time. So, well, guys and gals, we're your real estate success partners. I'm Devin Abue.
I'm David Wynn.
And if you want to check us out, you can find us at www.realestatesuccesspartner.com. Again, that's realestatesuccesspartner.com. Or if you want to watch the video, and we think you might, come over to YouTube. You'll find us here at the Dubuque team. Again, that's the Dubuque team. Make sure you subscribe if you like the content. And we absolutely appreciate those reviews. That gives us more motivation and juice to be able to keep these things moving forward. So again, if you get over there, please subscribe. But until the next time, we'll see you then.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
That's it.